Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on Hump Day. I mean, we can play the camel at the beginning of the show, but it's not complete until we get to the 4 o'clock hour on Wednesdays and we bring in the Grand Council. So I have two of my brethren in talk radio who've been doing this longer than me. And they come on in, we ping each other with questions, we see where the chips fall, sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't, but we always love each other when it's done. So, without further ado, let me call the roll from FM Talk 106.5, snowed in down there in Snowmageddon in Mobile, Alabama. That would be the host of the Jeff Poor Show. Also, by the way, he's the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you snowed in, brother?
I am, man. I am present.
You live in Mobile, so you don't have to have snow, and you got all the snow.
I live in Fairhope.
You live in Fairhope, Eastern Shore, and y'all. How much snow did you get? How many inches?
Eight.
What? 8 inches of snow in Fairhope, Alabama.
Yep.
This could be a sign of the end times. I don't know.
It's that Gulf of America wind.
All right, let me finish calling the roll. And turning my attention to the north from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, host of the Dale Jackson Show. Oh, by the way, he does a lot of stuff with TV and other radio shows. And, oh, by the way, he works with Yellowhammer News. That would be Dale Jackson. You're present, aren't you? There you are. Stand at ease. I call a quorum. Hit it, man.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! All right, so I'm going to go to Jeff first because he sounds like he needs his mood elevated since he's been snowed in and he's got snow depression. What's going on, Jeff?
Well, I have been out. I have been around. The difference between a snow down here and anywhere else I've ever lived, everything's flat, so you don't have a lot of mountains to climb. But anyway, I digress. Here's a question for you guys.
Okay, go.
When I was in school, I used to pray for snow. I used to pray for inclement weather. And I never got my prayers answered. Now, if the wind blows a certain direction, man, they clear out the schools in a hurry. They've already canceled school for the rest of the week. And the roads are already starting to clear up today, and it's Wednesday afternoon. What changed in our lives that the powers that be that run our schools are eager, it seems, whereas once they were reluctant to cancel school?
Because people got soft. I mean, freaking, I'm older than both of you guys. I rode in the back of pickup trucks. I drank from the garden hose. I had pizza for lunch at school. And yes, I remember walking in the snow. I used to walk to my elementary school. I was a latchkey kid. I came home in the afternoons by myself with a key tied around my neck. And I walked to school, and I remember walking to school with snow on the ground. Uphill both ways, but you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It's crazy, and I just think there's like this softer mentality. Dale, your thoughts? I know you got them.
It's your fault, Senator Williams. It's the lawyers. You guys did this.
It's
100% y'all's fault. So this is 100% on you guys, and it wouldn't be happening if you guys weren't so damn litigious. They're afraid of everything. They don't want to worry about anything. It's easier to make a decision like that than make a hard decision. And they have it's very easy for them to do. And on top of that, parents will complain more about the non-snow day than they will about the snow day. So I think that there's a calculus here on the part of the schools.
First of all, I disavow anything you just said. I'm one of the common sense lawyers. I'm like, no, not going to happen.
A lawyer and a politician, sure. Also an Army officer, yeah, I'm sure you're just full of common sense.
And I sold used cars in my past. All right, well, Jeff, what are you thinking, man? What's the solution to your question?
I think Dale's partially right, blaming lawyers, but I might like teachers' unions have, they just always look for ways to get out of work. And, used to have an administrator. So, we used to have statute say you had to go to school so many days.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten worse post COVID.
It's absolutely gotten worse post COVID.
I'm more upset with the half days than I am the whole days off. You got to blow up a whole school day because of weather or whatever. Go right ahead and do it. 8 inches seems like a pretty damn good reason to blow off a whole day of school. Maybe not a whole week. Who knows? But my problem is the half days. Like, you know, in North Alabama, it was 2-hour delays today.
You're just mad because Grant can run in on your show while you're broadcasting from your house.
My kid goes to a very elite private school. They do not take the days off. He was there when he was supposed to be there today.
But you live on high ground. I know it's hard to get down to low ground. Where's the school?
That sounds like a Sydney problem, not a Dick problem.
But we've also done this thing where we have to have our kids with laptops and fiber optic cable supplied by the government in their front yard so they don't have to go anywhere. They can just sit in front of a computer.
Just log into class and see all the wonderful things that happen.
I just don't do that. These guys need to knock that off.
All I know is I went back when it was hard, and we put a man on the moon in my generation. So thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, next question. Dale, what do you got?
Do we have a border czar right now or not? I need to know this because it looks like they're going hard on this immigration stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're getting it right. So are we going to be able to say there's a border czar down the line, or is Tom Homan and Trump going to be like, I was never the border czar. I don't know what you're talking about, like Biden and Harris did.
It's not an official position, Dale Jackson.
it's a czar. By the way, do you have a badge that says czar? Is that something we call it? I've never understood if that was.
He
like
should because he's doing a great job already. So let's give whatever he wants.
Is that on his letterhead? Does it say czar on his business card? But
you use the czar as a way so it's not a cabinet post. It has to be confirmed by the Senate or whatever. But you give him as much power as you can legally, and that's why they apply the czar term to him.
Well, the bottom line is, I see that 1819 News has an article with Katie Britt. Congratulating Tom Homan on the fact that he's already got raids going on already, like on day two. And then I did see earlier today, I've got another story here from a national publication that talks about Tom Homan saying, yeah, the Wall Street Journal leaked some of the terms of our plans, but then we'll go ahead and just confirm for you that we're going to Chicago first because Mayor Johnson there is saying he's not going to help us. So we'll just show up in your town first there, Johnson, and get something done. I think they've got it going on. I'm pretty sure Tom Homan's already on the job. With business cards that say czar.
Good.
Just saying. All right, next question. Is it possible that Gulf of America will really stick? Are we going to be the Gulf of America? Is Jeff going to live down there on the Gulf of America in Fairhope? Like, is that name going to stay around? Or is it going to be just for this 4 years and then it goes away and we all look back on that time when we were willing to call it the Gulf of America? Jeff.
I think the way the people who draw the maps and academics will shun it because it's Trump, but I dare the next president to sign an executive order saying it's going to go back to Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, I agree with that sentiment. I think that's one of those things that he did that was brash, but he put people in a box where they've got to have some big kahunas to go ahead now and say we don't want to call it the Gulf of America anymore. We think that's mean. And
we don't call it Leningrad. We don't call it Constantinople. I mean, the names of things change. So I don't know how it's going to go.
Is it Istanbul or Constantinople? Is it Istanbul? Okay, but Dale, what do you think?
That's up to the Turks. Here's the issue that I think you're going to have to remember. They'll run on this. They will run on doing away with the Gulf of Mexico. They're stupid, but they will do it. They will say Donald Trump did this, and we'll go back and rename it the Gulf of Mexico. Now, somebody who grew up in Bradenton, Florida, with Anna Maria Island right there. Spent a lot of my radio career at Panama City. We always called it Gulf of America. I always wondered what you guys were talking about. I grew up on the Gulf of America, and this is just normal for me.
This is not. Nothing's normal for you.
I think you're lying.
Nothing's normal for you.
I am lying.
You just make crap up.
But the amazing part is it's great, and I think people will come around to it. It'll become second nature, but next election cycle, they will talk about Gulf of America. They'll call it one of the stupider things Trump did.
I think that he boxed him in by calling it Gulf of America. If he called it Gulf of Trump, it'd be gone right away.
But, sure.
But by naming it that, I think he knew exactly what he was doing, and he went straight MAGA on it, and it's I think it's got a good chance of sticking. All right, that went fast. That's round one with our snowbound friend from the south who got all the snow that we usually have in the north. Jeff Poore down yonder in Mobile, Dell Jackson up in Huntsville, and just little old me right here in the Right Side Studios. Grand Council Round 2 coming up. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, Round 2 of the Grand Council with Jeff Poore, Dell Jackson. Jeff Poore, first question, Round 2. What you got?
Headline, CNBC just about 45 minutes ago. CNN to lay off hundreds of employees as post-inauguration transformation begins, sources say. Subheadline, NBC News is also planning layoffs this week, although the scale will be much smaller than those at CNN. Is this the beginning of what I've been talking about this the whole time, but is this the beginning or a blip on the radar?
Well, since we're seeing the death of DEI, what just happened is that all of the DEI employees at CNN now don't have jobs. that was DEI Central. So I guess they're all out of work. But I think so. I mean, I think what you're looking at right now is they did so poorly during the lead up to the most momentous election in modern history. And they so missed it, and they so were off brand with the general public that their ratings plummeted. And the only way they can do this is to streamline and radically make some changes within. And they can't do that by keeping the same people because they're so ingrained in their dogma. But truth be told, a bunch of them were DEI anyway. But Dale,
yeah, the question is, who are these people getting fired? Are they going to be their unlikable people like Jake Tapper and Jim Acosta? Will they stay on, or will you see guys like Scott Jennings get trimmed? Who's it going to be? That's going to be, or will it be nameless nobodies behind the scenes? I mean, there's a lot of questions about this. Does Joy Reid stay employed at NBC? I mean, that when you give me those answers, then I'll know what this is.
Didn't Jim Acosta already get let go? Did that just happen like a couple days ago, Jeff?
No, he's still on. He was on today, at least. The Joy Reid departure from MSNBC has been long rumored or long reported, but somehow she keeps hanging on. Guys, I'm telling you, and I'm sticking by this. I told you all this. They got the November 5th election so wrong that the companies that own these, there's no return on investment because these are expensive legacy media operations. Everybody's cord cutting. No one's getting their news from cable. And I'm telling you that the advertisers are leaving too, because it used to be like, guys, you used to watch Fox News and that was where the most eyeballs were, and it would make sense. They have all the premium advertisers, but they don't. The way the advertising works on cable news is you want a brand association, and all these pharmaceutical companies or whatever were being told, look, you want to be associated with our brand because we're more left of center. The country's going woke. You want to be with us. And that train's leaving the station. And it turned out that train was never at the station. And that's what I think is going on here. I think that, you know, the emperor has no clothes is finally coming to be. And you're going to see a downsizing of these, like, things that we kind of grew up with. I think even print media, digital print media, are going by the wayside.
That may be a record for the most pithy analogies in one phraseology that I've ever heard from you, Jeff. That was impressive. Just saying. Trains and all of it. That was good. Jeff is silent.
Dale, I talk too much.
Dale, what's your question, dude?
AL.com ran a cartoon the other day, and I'm going to describe it to the listeners both in Chattanooga, Huntsville, and everywhere else. It's a picture of Martin Luther King looking down on Donald Trump, who's swearing in, I guess, has his hand on the Bible, so J.D. Crow got that wrong. He's also wearing a crown, and King says, "I had a dream." What the hell does this even mean? Well, tell me what he's trying to say.
J.D. Crow is trying to say, I'm a liberal, racist, race baiter, click baiter, and I just live in my own world, and I draw cartoons about things that people don't agree with. That's what he is. I mean, he is absolutely one of the most inflammatory, get it wrong cartoonists out there.
J.D. Crow, my neighbor, by the way.
Is he really? Go throw a snowball at his house, please, and say it's
for
me.
We were talking about taking my kid down there to go trick-or-treating, but I still haven't done that. Anyway, his whole shtick is he doesn't believe any of this. I am convinced. I think it's just job security for him. I think he does these cartoons because that's what the editorial staff, the hierarchy that runs Alabama Media Group wants him to do. Be as liberal and let your freak flag fly. I mean, maybe he believes it. I'm going to say this. J.D. Crow pre-Newhouse days was a way more moderate guy. And then when these guys that bought the current owners, he flipped a switch. I don't know. I think there's there's some kind of financial incentive for him to have his nice little home in the Fruit and Nut District in Fairhope and be able to draw these cartoons. That he just goes along with whatever they want.
See, there's an entire genre out there of people that do editorial cartoons the same as people that write op-eds, and some of them will do it for pay. What do you want drawn? I'll draw it. And then there's the others who are the purists that as if they draw their own opinions. I get the feeling that you're telling me J.D. Crow is a gun for hire when it comes to what he draws. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know that he's conservative or he ever was conservative, but he is definitely not as liberal. Or he had a big change in life as soon as somebody bought the media properties he works for to where he's gone off into the left-wing ditch.
Wow. Wow. And he's your neighbor. So, like I said, go throw a snowball at his house and tell him it's from me up in North Alabama. That'd be huge.
He's got a big statue of a crow in his front yard. I need to send you guys a picture next time I'm walking down that way.
That's got to be a violation of an HOA or something. I don't know. All right, last question. Tubbs says he spoke to Trump and Space Command. He feels pretty good about it coming back to Alabama. Any predictions on when do we think we'll see a timeline on that thing happening? Dale, you first, since that's your neck of the woods. We got 1 minute.
I think everyone expects that it is going to happen eventually. I think it'll move slowly. But they need to get it done here real quick before we have any more changes in leadership of the House or the Senate. Or the presidency. This thing's going on for way too long. Make a damn decision.
I completely agree. Jeff, your thoughts, Space Command.
I would expect an announcement here probably in the coming days. It will be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'm going to say that he gets Pete Hegseth confirmed, and then we start seeing these kind of announcements so that it can be DOD-related with the secretary helping make the announcement from his post. That's my thoughts, but yeah, I do believe Space Command is coming, and I think the handwriting's already on the wall for that. All right, fellas, appreciate you both. That's Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVNN up yonder in Huntsville and with Yellowhammer News. And just little old me sitting right here in the Right Side Studios. We do it every Wednesday. We call it the Grand Council. We cover down on any number of things, most of which are, you know, controversial and sometimes not. But we have a good time doing it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back for the last half hour of Hump Day. Y'all stay tuned.